tell me about him and just what was he like, you know, what was his habits, his passions, and his goals in life?
Deontay was funny, and he loved his children and his family. He was rapping, like, doing his music and trying to better his life for his children. He has 7 children.
Shortly before he died, what was he doing? Where was he working and things like that? Was he just rapping or?
He was just trying to get his music together.
You mentioned he has 7 kids. What are their ages?
6. He had 2 6-year-olds, a 5-year-old, a 4-year-old, a 3-year-old, and now he has a 2-year-old, and she'll be 6 months here in a couple of weeks.
What has it been like the last year from the standpoint of that it still remains unsolved, and just the fact that you've been sitting here waiting for something? What has been going through your mind during that time period?
It's so unreal and unbelievable. I'm still waiting for my son to come home. It's just a nightmare.
What has the relationship been like with law enforcement as they try to investigate this case? I mean, obviously they're still trying to and still waiting for tips and leads, but what has been your relationship like with them?
They keep in contact with me and keep me updated. Either they're calling me or I'm calling them, and they still ask the same questions, but in different ways. They're just trying to figure out, are they tips real or not? So they've been getting leads, but I'm not sure if they strong leads or the right leads. So that's what they've been mostly doing, trying to weave out. They've been talking to people, and we all got our suspicions. So,
yeah, I wanted to ask you, any rumors or suspicions that you have heard since this happened that you think might be what happened to your son, the person responsible?
There are several people that's responsible for my son's death. He only got in cars with friends or family. So he knew the person that he got in the car with, and we all knew the person that he traveled with.
That particular night? What, as you look at that, have you seen those people since then?
No, they moved out the neighborhood, but they've been talking, like, via Facebook and stuff like that, and saying different things and threatening the rest of my children, but nothing. No, they haven't.
What has the sheriff's office told you in terms of the Facebook exchanges you just mentioned? Have you told them about that and that they've threatened the rest of your children?
Yes.
And are they trying to provide protection or?
No, she's tried to press charges against me, one of the people that's affiliated with it.
What how many kids do you have?
I originally had 4, and Deontay has 3 sisters.
He has 3 sisters. Okay. Did it surprise you that, because you said you know who he was with that night, did it surprise you that something like that transpired with him?
That transpired with my son?
Yeah. Because of the people that he was with?
Yes, it did. Now I'm not saying my son was the same, but he was pulling his life together for his kids. And anybody that knows him know he loves his kids and his family. So he was trying to change his life around, do things right, because he had his baby on the way. His youngest daughter is Andrea, and he was trying to get his life together. And we all knew that he loved Jesse, and that's who he was going to marry. So he was just trying to get a job, trying to get his life together, and everything fell apart.
Was he engaged to, you said, Jesse?
Yes.
They were engaged? Okay. What's your relationship like with her now?
Oh, she still comes around. We talk to each other every day, and she comes to visit when she can because she works too. And it's cold, so it's hard to travel with a 6-month-old. So,
was he affiliated with any kind of gang in this community, and do you think that played a role in it?
He wasn't affiliated with any gang. None of these gangs are real here in Champaign, Urbana. It's just people claiming things and not really knowing what they're claiming. That's all.
The gun violence, obviously, is a big issue, and the gang violence. What is your message to people that are involved in that kind of violence in this community? Because the shootings that happened in Champaign, I believe, last year in Champaign, in 2017, there were 6 homicides in the city of Champaign. Four of them have led to an arrest so far. But just the continuing to have that gun violence, what is your message to people who are involved in that kind of activity?
To put the guns down. Nobody, it's nothing this serious for anyone to lose their life over.
Were you worried at any point, just because of, even though he knew those people over the last year or two, that prior to his shooting, I mean, that something like this could happen just from who he was hanging out with, some of his friends? Were you worried that something like this could happen, that he was any kind of danger whatsoever?
Oh, yeah, every day, because, you know, violence is all around. It's just not. I believe that certain people get shot or hurt, and most of the time it's a mistake. It's not even the right people that get shot or hurt. And I knew intentionally that they did this to my son. They planned this out to do this to my son. And yes, over the years I felt dangerous like that. I still feel, because the person or persons have not been found, that I never know what their next target will be. Like, will they take another child from me? So I'll be concerned when my girls leave the house.
How frustrating is it that, you know, Lieutenant Apperson said they've had struggle getting leads of late, that they just, that were a year anniversary was yesterday, that they have not been able to make an arrest. How frustrating has that been for you and your family?
It's very frustrating, because the same person that could have killed him, I could have hugged, and they could have came here, you know, grieving, saying how much they loved my son. It could have been the same person that killed him. And I believe that I did, because the persons that he was involved with were the first people to come around.
Did that surprise you, that they came around?
No. They needed an alibi.
As you look at this moving forward, what is the next step for you and your family? Obviously, grieving is a never-ending thing. Doesn't get easier, but it's, you know, time moves on, but it doesn't get easier. What is the next step for you and your family as you continue to wait for this investigation?
I just want to move out this house. There's too many good and bad memories here and out the neighborhood. I just want to do better for my children. Being depressed all the time and crying all the time, I haven't been able to hold a good job or anything, so.
Are you planning to move soon, or is it something that is a goal of yours? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, anything else that you'd like to add, Violet, just about how things have been going for you and your family in trying to get this case solved?
I just want anybody who have any information to come forth to the police and give that information to them.